This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. For years now, the labor movement has been calling on governments to implement a fairer international taxation system. A step closer to that goal was reached on October 8th when 130 countries agreed to set a minimum corporate tax rate of 15%. Large multinationals would be forced to pay taxes where they conduct business. To find out how the tax would be implemented and what the labor movement thinks of the new scheme, I talked to Pierre Abat. Mr. Abat is the General Secretary of the Trade Union Advisory Committee of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD. The committee operates under its acronym TUAC. I asked Mr. Abat about the minimum corporate tax rate.
As we speak today, globally, there is no minimum corporate tax rate. There are a few jurisdictions where the tax rate is actually at zero. In a majority of countries, the tax rate sits in the margin of 20-35%. But as we speak, there is no minimum tax rate.
But there has been an announcement of implementing a minimum corporate tax rate. Tell us about that.
Yes, a group of 130 countries agreed on a new framework that would indeed set a new minimum tax floor. This is the outcome of almost 20, 30 years of discussion at the international level. It actually stems back to a report of the OECD that was released in 1998 on harmful taxation that realized that the absence of a minimum tax rate, of a minimum tax floor, was creating a sort of tax race to the bottom. But that report was released, but at that time, no action was taken. At the level of the G20, the group of the largest 20 economy, that there was a need to set a minimum tax floor. And this is what was agreed last week, a political agreement. This is not a legal text as we speak. It's meant to transform into a legal requirement, but there is a political agreement covering the vast majority of countries to set the minimum tax floor at 15%. That means that if it is implemented correctly, it will give a right, a secure right for governments to tax back, so to speak, to tax up to 15% in income, which from an economic perspective would fall under the taxing right of that government. So it's a minimum floor of 15%.
Why is a minimum corporate tax rate needed?
It is needed because if you don't have a floor, you are creating a very unhelpful, unhealthy tax competition between jurisdictions. We are in a system where business, and particularly wealthy individuals for sure, but businesses, can evade taxation by creating complex corporate structures and thereby evade the taxation of their income in the jurisdictions where it would make sense economically. By setting a minimum floor, you are not resolving all the problems on earth when it comes to aggressive tax planning, but at the minimum, you are giving less opportunity for aggressive tax planning, less opportunity for this unhealthy tax competition that takes place between countries, that takes place between, say, Ireland and the United States, that takes place between, say, Hungary and, say, the UK, between China and Germany, and so on.
How would this work?
It's a political agreement that would allow for a given government to increase taxation of a given business, which internationally this business has an effective tax rate of, say, 10% because of the organization of its own business. It will allow for a government to add an additional taxing right of 5%, if it is 10% originally, to reach the minimum tax floor of 15% for the operations that economically fall under that jurisdiction. So, in a sense, we are not creating a minimum tax rate. We are creating a right for governments, a legal right for governments to tax back overseas profits that are profits that fall under that jurisdiction, to tax back those profits up to 15%.
What is the process for moving forward on a minimum corporate tax rate?
What was agreed is, in the end, a four-page document. The next steps will be by the end of this year, by December 2021, for the OECD, mandated to that end by the G20, the group of the largest G20 economies, to develop a model legislation to implement this government right to tax back overseas profit up to a 15% tax rate. It will be a model legislation that each government can then implement into national domestic laws. So this is the good news, so to speak, is that to implement a minimum tax floor, you don't need a new convention. You don't need a new treaty, if you like. It can be implemented by governments, of course, with their parliaments, but it can be implemented through domestic legislation. So that's, in a sense, that's good news, so to speak, because, as we all know, if we had needed a treaty, an international treaty, a multilateral convention, in a number of countries, that would have created a lot of opposition from political parties and would create more complication in parliaments. And to say the least, it would have created a lot of complication at the Congress in the United States. So the fact that we have this possibility to implement a minimum tax floor in a priori an easy way, which is through national legislation, is good news. But again, for the labor movement, this is definitely not the end of the story when it comes to the minimum tax floor. 15% is way too low. What was agreed is a 15% floor at 15% of effective tax rate, but the average within the OECD of effective tax rate is at 22%. So we are setting a floor that is way below, far too close to what you find among low tax jurisdictions, and it is, on the longer term, the objective should be to increase this floor so that it reaches a minimum that would be sufficient to fund public services for all and to ensure a sufficient large corporate tax base for government.
This sounds like a very long-term process. What is your best guess about when a majority or at least many countries will adopt the 15% minimum corporate tax rate?
To answer that question, I guess you have to take a bit of a longer, broader perspective and look at what has been the milestones in the reform of the corporate tax landscape. We are in 2021. The first key initiative, the first day to remind is 2009, when the international community took action and triggered a process toward greater tax transparency and to try to begin to address tax havens. That was already in 2009. In 2009, we were told, this is the end, this is the beginning of the end of tax havens. Well, 20 years after, we still have this issue going on, and we saw it again with the scandal of the Pandora. So that was in 2009. In 2015, there was an agreement, 6 years after, in 2015, there was an agreement to reform corporate taxation called the BEPS Agreement, Base Erosion and Profit Shifting. 6 years after, we have this agreement on a minimum tax law. What will be the implementation? It could go fairly rapidly for this minimum tax law to be implemented by a majority of countries. It could take 1 year, 2 years to implement it. But there are many caveats in the agreement on this minimum tax law. There is a 10-year transition process that will allow, with a number of exemptions and clauses and carve-outs, that will allow for a number of governments to sweeten the pill, so to speak, and to reduce the effectiveness of this minimum tax law. So as it stands, this is an agreement, a political agreement. It will take 1 year, 2 years to set it into motion, and it will take 10 years to have a full effect. This is not satisfactory. Obviously, it is not. It is better than no agreement at all. But if you look at the longer perspective, we should, within the labor movement, within civil society, we should definitely continue to campaign to say this is a first step. This is not an agreement that would tell us that this is the end of the story when it comes to reforming the corporate tax landscape. Quite to the contrary, we should maintain pressure and work toward further reform of the corporate tax system. Beef up, reinforce the minimum tax law. That's one aspect. Work further on tax transparency. We saw it again with the scandal of the Pandora Leaks papers that was released a couple of weeks ago. And more broadly, to reform corporate taxation in light of digitalization. So much work and much campaigning to pursue in the future.